What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Thanks for joining me here on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Time to get up and at 'em here on a Saturday, May 9th, just after 10 a.m. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. I asked the question in the first hour, is this a playoff roster? We had a couple people say no. We've had more people say yes. I mean, look, it's not a perfect roster. There's one big weakness in my mind, all right? I think we did a good job in free agency and the draft to make sure there's no glaring weakness, but there is one that I would point to being cornerback. I think there's potential that Trey Amos can be a cornerback one. He didn't stay healthy last year, and there's a lot of potential that Mikey Sanders still can be a lockdown number two. But he also, like, I thought he got burnt too much against man-to-man. For a guy that's super fast, it sucked to see him two steps behind a wide receiver last year. I still believe in Sanders still and Amos, all right? But I think that's the weakness, is that those are your best two corners. And then you bring in Witherspoon, you bring in Amik Robertson. We'll see. I do like the safeties now with Cross and Will Harris, and we'll see what that leads to with Quan Martin. Will Jeremy Reeves get used at safety this year? Secondary, but corner is the biggest weakness. But how do you improve that? I think it's an above-average pass rush. If the defensive line could get after the quarterback, it helps Amos and Sanders still to the point where you can't even put it into words to describe how much it would help those guys to have an above-average pass rush. And it's going to be very important that Dafe Oweh lives up to his $100 million contract. There's no doubt about that. We're talking all about how great this free agent class is. If Dafe Oweh doesn't have 10 sacks, it's not a good signing. You gave a guy $100 million, I think he needs double-digit sacks. And I look at this roster, I say, is it a playoff roster? Yes, because the best position group might be the offensive line. I mean, I have my questions about them, but on paper, it's borderline elite. They change offensive line coaches. We know we have an elite quarterback. We know we have an elite quarterback. And I think there's probably 15 quarterbacks in the league that you can trust them to win the big game. We have one of them, right? That gives us a great opportunity anytime the game's tied in the fourth quarter. The defensive line, I think, is a lot better this year. I'm very excited about the linebackers now with Sonny Styles being added. I think it's a playoff roster. 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Chris in Maryland. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's going on? I'm going to give you guys a little bit of credit on certain things, but then I'm going to stomp your parade a little bit, all right? Listen, I think that you guys, a lot of fans forgot that last year you guys added a lot of pieces. Like, for example, Dorn Armstrong. I think he was doing a hell of a job last year before he got hurt. Yeah. Dietrich Wood, you signed him to be a run stopper, and he got hurt early on. So you guys had depth, but you guys did exactly what I said you needed to do to compete, spend money, but spend it on younger players that are plugging in for one-year contracts. I'm not a fan of the team, but I live local and I hear a lot. I just don't believe, like, yes, you got a holding cornerback, but a great pass rush like that Dallas pass rush, you saw that it got their cornerbacks paid, but you see what happened when you lose that pass rush. They look like average cornerbacks, right?
Yeah.
Trey Diggs looked great and Bland looked great, but when their pass rush didn't come home, they look terrible. But my other point is, I think one of the holes that a lot of people is missing, your backup quarterback. I don't think you guys did enough. Marcus Mariota, he's okay. He knows the system, but I thought that you should have a veteran quarterback. And,
yeah, I mean, Chris, I think you could be right that, like, maybe it'd be better to have a quarterback that you could trust to go in there and win games. But if Jayden Daniels isn't playing, it was a failure of an offseason. I mean, it was a failure of everything if Jayden's not on there. He has to stay healthy.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
Who would you rather have as a backup quarterback? I know it's going to be a bias. Who would you rather have, Russell Wilson or Marcus Mariota?
I would have Russell Wilson, yeah. I mean, I like Russell Wilson. I think he gets a lot of hate, but he throws an unbelievable deep pass, and that helps you win games.
All right, my last point is I think that this team is not a playoff team because I believe if you look at your division, I think the Giants are going to be much improved with a great coach. I think everybody in your division is going to put up a lot of points. I think everybody in your division secondary is a weak. The Eagles got one good corner. Giants secondary is terrible. Dallas secondary is terrible. They got a half decent cornerback. You got to be able to score points. But look, on paper, I think your offense would probably be the weakest offense in the division. So that outside looking in, I think this team is not a playoff team because your offense got to be on tune at all points. So looking in, I think this offense is probably going to be one of the weakest offenses in the division. So that makes it not a playoff team.
No, Chris, I appreciate you calling in. I respect the opinion. I don't think I would disagree with us being the weakest offense. I'll just say, I think we immediately become the strongest offense if Jaden's playing like an MVP, like he was at times in 2024. I mean, he makes everyone around him better. He is one of those elites, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson's in the league, that you can surround him with nobodies and he'll turn them into somebody serious. So I think I agree with you. I mean, the offense is not the strongest, but I think the defense is much better than last year, and it comes down to Jaden, man. We'll see what happens.
I definitely agree with you. I agree with you there, but I just say that you put a lot on Jaden.
Yeah.
Can you save Jaden till later on in the year when he could be Superman? That's the same thing Baltimore do. They put a lot on Lamar early, and he ended up getting hurt. Buffalo did the same thing with Josh Allen. They put a lot on him, and he wear down in playoffs.
Yeah.
Can you manage the storm, and then can Jaden be Superman at the end? That's all you got to do, manage the storm and let Jaden be Superman. But nobody knows.
We'll see. We'll see, Chris. But I will say this, and I think Buffalo and Baltimore, wasn't their offense that let them down. I think it was their defense that let them down. That's why I'm all in on this defense has to be top 15 for any of this to happen. Good call, Chris. Let's go to Ellis in D.C., line 3. You've got Ellis in D.C. What's up, buddy?
What's up, AY? Show is fire as usual. I love it.
Thank you, man. What is your opinion on, is this a playoff roster?
Oh, man. See, Adam Peters, every time he makes one good move, he makes one bad move. Take two steps forward and one step back, man. I just don't know. I don't, from personnel, I don't think it's a playoff roster. But like you said, if Jaden plays MVP and if David Blau and Devontae Jones dialing up their things, I think we can make the playoff. I think we're fringe, like, last wild card playoff.
What is missing then?
I got to agree with that first caller who was very heated. The other teams got better, right? Like, Dallas got Caleb Downs, which makes their defense a little better than ours, right? They got Quentin Williams in the middle, so that makes their defensive line a little better than ours. Dallas got better, so I got to put us personnel-wise a little bit behind Dallas. Philly's defense is elite, right? Like, they drafted a great wide receiver, maybe great or whatever, the first-round wide receiver, because they're going to lose A.J. Brown, so that's a wash there. It might be addition by subtraction. So, like, personnel-wise, Jaden just has to be Superman for us to get better than those teams. But you made two great points early in the show. I just want to piggyback on that. The best move Adam Peters made this offseason was re-signing Chris Paul. I was scared in my heart that we were going to lose Chris Paul. Chris Paul was playing like a beast last year, so we needed him to be that dominant offensive line. And then the next thing you said, I got a question for you. Where does Frankie Louvu play? Like, who's your starting seven on defense? And it's Frankie Louvu in that starting seven, because I think he might get cut.
Well, that would be a surprise in my mind. So I think you're switching from a 4-3 to a 3-4. Here's my seven. Mm-hmm. All right, I would say the combo of I'll go Tim Settle, Daron Payne, and Kinlaw around him. All right, Tim Settle knows.
So two of those three or all three?
I'll go all three of those guys. All right.
All three star. Okay, that's three.
All right. Yep. And then I will go Dorrance Armstrong, Adafe Owe, Frankie Louvu,
okay,
Sonny Styles.
All right, that's seven. So you just paid Chaisson and Chanel. They're coming off the bench. They're rotational guys. Okay, I feel you with that.
I could be wrong. I mean, but that's a good point, though. Like, maybe Louvu is then become a rotational piece. And
right.
maybe you don't put Sonny Styles in right away and you make him earn it, and then he becomes a starter,
maybe.
Right?
Right. Maybe. I was just looking at the numbers. I'm
but
like,
is that,
oh,
but is that not, is that defensive line not so much better than last year with all those guys I'm mentioning?
You don't believe in Chase on like me.
I think I might be the biggest Chase on fan around.
Yeah, but you didn't even put him in your first seven, though. He's only eight coming off the bench.
Well, yeah, because he's gonna be my Von Miller from last year, right?
Okay, I mean, dude,
we got, what, 8.5 sacks from Von Miller playing 30% of the snaps? I mean, that shows you how awful the defensive line was. They were
like your man sacks from 2 years ago, which we let him go. Like, you're getting garbage sacks. Give me a sack when it's 3rd and 7.
Yeah.
Like, don't give me a sack when I don't know. The game's out of reach, and we're already losing by 30. Give me a sack when it matters.
Yeah.
But here's my other question for you. Are we a run-first team, or are we a pass-first team? I think that decides whether we're a playoff team or not, because our strength is our O-line. But are we dropping back and passing first, or are we running first? And if we're running first, who is our running back? And that's why I say Adam Peters, one step forward, one step back. He didn't get us a bell cow running back if we're run-first team. Like, what do you think? Are we run first or we pass first?
I think we have to be run first. I do. I think you're sleeping on, like, Jaden's a part running back. And I think Jaden plus Bill could be enough. I mean, I'm not the biggest Bill fan. I wanted a running back. And I think there's still a chance that somebody else gets cut late and comes in here for competition. But, I mean, Bill had 800 yards last year. I'm not the biggest fan, but... 800 yards plus a running quarterback plus Rashad White's going to be a huge addition in my mind. And for Ka'Jon Allen,
fumbles though, Gaywad, he's got to stop with those fumbles.
He's got to stop with the fumbles for sure. Can't put the ball on the turf or you get cut. But and then Ka'Jon Allen's a little bit like what David Montgomery was for the Lions. I think he's a 3rd and 1 kind of guy, a short yarded situation. But I mean, as you just said, the running backs, like, they might be mediocre, but if the offensive line is great and Jaden's great, they're going to be holes for them. Because look at 2 years ago, Brian Robinson wasn't great. Austin Ekeler was, but, I mean, the offensive line really helped them out, and Jaden's ability to run got everybody else open.
You just hit the nail on the head. Austin Ekeler was our best player, really, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? Because Austin Ekeler was a complete running back. He could block. He could run. He could catch. If Bill can step up and become good in pass pro or good blocking as well, or run or catch the ball just as good as he runs the ball, then all right, we might be a playoff team.
Yeah.
But I feel like we don't have a complete back like Austin Ekeler was. Right?
No, Brian, we don't. I think Rashad White has a good chance to be that role. I think people are sleeping on a little bit what he did last year. And this is last year in a role with Tampa Bay where he lost a lot of snaps to Bucky Irvin. He still had 572 yards, and he is a guy that can really catch and run out of the backfield like Ekeler. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of potential.
I would have picked up Gainwell from Pittsburgh. I think people were sleeping on him.
Yeah.
He was a complete back everything. He was a weapon. Like, he was a weapon. I'm shocked we didn't get him. But, like, I need Jaden to not be Superman. I need us to be a run-first team, hand the ball to Bill, hand the ball to Rashad White, give me some play action. Then I think we're dangerous because, like, I don't think anybody can stand up to offensive line. Our offensive line is powerful. They're amazing. I love when we go heavy and bring Brandon Coleman in as a 6th offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Bates is dominant, like. So we're run first team and play action, let Jaden do his thing off play action. I think we're a playoff team.
And hopefully that's what Blau was brought in to do, man. Good call. Appreciate you chiming in, bro. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back on The Fan. What up? Good morning. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. It's AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. So we've been talking about, is this a playoff roster for the Washington Commanders? And we want to take more of your phone calls, but you can also tweet us your thoughts at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Dwayne tweets me, Antonio Williams and Chig will fit into this offense and what their production will be, throwing out ridiculous hypotheticals. and absolute certainties based on no facts has truly become annoying. He thinks this may be a top five offense. Nobody knows. LifeWave tweets me, AWOD, this is a playoff roster. The thing I'm not sending out another draft pick and trading for another player. We either have Ayuk or we don't. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. So about the offensive rookies for a second here that I like so much, and I'll start with Antonio Williams. I just think he fits David Blau's system so well, and that's why he was drafted, right? Like Adam Peters used his third-round pick to get get David Blau something perfect for his offense. And I've been thinking that Terry McLaurin would run the Amon-Ra St. Brown routes, but Antonio Williams may actually fit into that role better and leave Terry McLaurin then on the outside to run those route trees. I mean, what Antonio Williams does so well is get open. He creates separation. He's got quick twitch. He makes really good catches. He's got great catch radius, and he's a lot faster than I think people give him credit for. He's also a good blocker in terms of wide receivers. But I am very excited to see how he fits into the offense. Quinn was talking to the media yesterday, and he said that he was pumped to have him. He thinks he has good vision and ability to weave through blockers. So I'm very excited about that. I think he's also got a really good football IQ, and Clemson's head coach Dabo Sweeney had so many nice things to say about him. Again, he graduated fourth in catches all time at Clemson. I mean, like, Clemson's got some unbelievable wide receivers that have come out and gone to the league. Sammy Watkins, T. Higgins, like, being fourth all time there, that's pretty damn impressive. And then you look at this running back, Ka'Tron Allen, that I'm starting to get excited for. Like a big, big, strong running back who had a solid career at Penn State. No, I mean, he was not Saquon Barkley, but had a solid career. And I think what I like about him is what we're talking about here. All right, so we're running David Blau's offense, and everybody's comparing him to Ben Johnson and the Lions, and Antonio Williams maybe can do Amon-Ra St. Brown things. Ka'Tron Allen, at 220 pounds, I think can do similar things to David Montgomery. And I think that Adam Peters probably looked back at the film from 2024 and 2025, and as much as I don't think he regrets trading Brian Robinson Jr., I don't think it would have changed our record much last year, it did change our ability in the trenches to pick up short yardage situations. Brian Robinson Jr. was good on 2nd-and-1, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1. And last year we didn't have that back. Ka'Tron Allen, I think, can be that back this season. So I believe it's a playoff roster. Adam Peters has done his job. Now it's up to the coaches and Jayden Daniels staying healthy. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I do not think it's a playoff roster. And one of the things that you pointed out, I think, is the biggest deal, is they have a terrible cornerback room, okay? Based on the play last year, we have two of the worst cornerbacks from last year on our roster who's going to play significant minutes. Sandra Still and Robertson, okay? They were two of the worst cornerbacks in coverage last year, all right? And that's not going to help us. We have great wide receivers in the NFC East, and these guys were two of the worst in the league. And Amos is coming off an injury. We still don't know what he's all about. I mean, we were very impressed with Sanders still in his rookie year, and then second year he flopped out.
Right.
Amos going to do that?
Well, that's the whole thing, though, hold on. I agree with you that the cornerback is the biggest weakness, but if Sainer still gets back to his rookie level and Amos plays like Sainer still did as a rookie, is that not a solid cornerback room then?
It's solid, but that's a huge if, mm-hmm. Okay? A huge if. The fact of the matter is they played a much more difficult schedule last year than they did in 24. Sainer still played against the worst set of quarterbacks schedule-wise in 2024. He didn't get that in 2025, and it showed, All right. 2024, I called one of the shows and I said, you know what? If I was Adam Peters, I would throw 2024 out the window. Okay. And I would build this team as if we were still not there. And he didn't do that. He went out and he wasted draft picks and we have a 5-12 season. So I don't go back to 2024. Even with Jaden, I don't go back. I think he's going to be a great quarterback, but Jaden can't play the way he did in 2024. He missed 10 games last year. He can't go back and run, you know, for 800 yards. He's going to put himself at risk. We can't count on him for that. He needs to be a pocket passer and run and get down when he can, but he can't have all of those design run plays when he missed 10 games this year.
The thing is Jaden Daniels, what makes him special is running. You can't take that away from him. 800 yards, maybe not, but he's going to get at least 400 because he scrambles. And even if you don't call running plays for him, he's going to take off and run. He would not be in the National Football League if he strictly stood in the pocket and threw. His running, his speed is why he's in the NFL.
I think that's what makes him maybe a special player, okay, maybe. But I think his arm talent is just as good as any of those other guys that got drafted, okay? I think that may be maybe what puts him over the top with some of these guys. But I think he's proven that he can throw the football. But remember last year he didn't throw the ball well, okay? He did not throw the ball well. He took a step back. And that's the reason why I don't think – the other reason is everyone's talking about how great our offensive line is. Don't tell me how great our offensive line is when our quarterback missed 10 games. Okay? I don't want to hear that. All right? I want
– You sound like me. Dude, you sound like me because I've been complaining about the offensive line. But the thing is that this front office believes that they have an elite offensive line. A lot of insiders believe it just came down to coaching on the – Tunsil's a stud. Everybody in the league agrees, all right? Josh Connerly is a first-round draft pick. Sam Cosmi is viewed as a very good offensive lineman. Nick Allegretti, maybe not, but he's a Super Bowl champion. And Chris Paul just re-signed over free agency. Like, on paper, it is an above-average offensive line. They need better coaching because I agree with you. You can't tell me it's a good offensive line if Jaden's getting hurt.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think that it's a good offensive line, but listening to your callers, they're talking like it's the Hogs all over again. It's not that, okay? Allegretti is a big question mark. And Paul, before he started last year, he was a journeyman, okay? So maybe he can play again this year like he did last year. But, I mean, I think that you got to look at the other teams in the NFC to decide whether or not this is a playoff roster. And I compare them to the teams that were in the playoffs last year and even a couple of teams that weren't in the playoffs last year, including the Cowboys. The only time Washington has been able to get over the hump with the Cowboys is when Dak has been hurt in 2020 and 2024. If Dak plays 17 games, I think the Cowboys have a better roster than Washington.
So okay? the only thing I would say is there's a playoff team that Washington was defeating for 3.5 quarters, and if Jaden didn't fumble the ball, we would have beaten the Bears, who were a playoff team, and we looked better than them for 90% of that game last year. And that was the full – we were healthy then.
You were healthy then, but they still lost. But the other thing is you played them at home. Yeah. In a game that was an evening game. So you should win those games. Okay, if you're a decent team – you should win at home in a primetime game, okay? So, but you can't eliminate everything else. You know, the Green Bay game, you can't eliminate that. They somewhat struggled a little bit with the first game with New York. They weren't great in that game. I mean, so you can't just take one game and say, all right, well, they played well against Chicago. I'm not 100% sure, and I think Chicago improved in the offseason. So you can't just look at how much we improved. You have to look at the playoff teams and see if they took a step back. And I don't think a lot of the playoff teams took a step back. And that's the reason why I don't think it's a playoff team. I think that they've improved. But they may have improved to become a 7-8 win game team, but not, you know, 10 or 11. I just don't see that.
Yeah. No, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. We can disagree on that one. I do think that you give this team 7 or 8 wins and – And if Jaden Daniels has an opportunity and he plays like he did in 2024, all of a sudden that becomes 9-10 or 11, and they're a playoff team. It's Jaden Daniels. He's the X factor. He has the ability to go out and beat anybody. He did that before. I think he can do it again. I still believe in him. We'll take more of your phone calls next. It's A-Wad here on the new DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. What up? What up? What up? It's A-Wad. Welcome back. You're listening to DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Just after 10:35 here on a Saturday, May 9th. The question of the day, is this a Commanders playoff roster? Has Adam Peters done his job? I really do think he has. And you got to get inside the mind of Adam Peters for a second, just to build off of what that last caller was saying about our cornerbacks. I mean, I don't disagree with them. I think if you've been listening since 9 a.m., I said the biggest weakness on our roster is cornerback. I do believe that's the biggest weakness. I think they've done a great job rebuilding the entire defense from the scraps. I mean, just get rid of everybody that was part of the defense last year, basically, and start all over again. I think you've got 7 new starters at least. I'm very excited about Chaisson. I'm going to continue to talk about Chaisson. He might be a one-year guy because he might earn a massive paycheck. He might be the next Odafe Oweh to get $100 million. I really think he's going to pop off for Washington. And Oweh, I think, will have a solid season that's going to be worth that money. Very excited about the combination of Leo Chenal and Sonny Styles. But going back to the last caller's point about the corners, like, I agree it's a weakness. But I know Adam Peters doesn't think that. Those are his guys, his draft picks, right? We continue to talk about this. If Adam Peters drafted you or signed you, he cares about your development. You're one of his guys. You're on his resume. It's very important to him. If he didn't draft you, well, why does he care about developing you? He'll ship you out. He's done that with everybody that was a part of the Ron Rivera era, basically. Right? There's very little guys that have been aren't part of this roster for multiple coaches unless they're keys to the franchise, right? Like Terry McLaurin, Sam Cosmi, Tressway. So, like, you don't think Adam Peters believes in Mikey Sanders still? Listen to what they said about him when they drafted him. They love this guy. And he didn't have the best sophomore season. He had a great rookie year. And Trey Amos. I know they think he has star potential. They think he has cornerback one star potential. And so I believe that Adam Peters looks at this cornerback room that some of the fan base might say is a weakness and says, we have our cornerback one and two of the future. They're young, they're going to grow together, and we have our outside corners of the future. And we brought in Robertson for a specific role to play in the slot. And we brought in Witherspoon for depth. They like their cornerback room a lot more than I do, and probably some of the fans as well. Is this a playoff roster? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, Wad. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Happy Saturday,
for
dude.
Happy Saturday, brother. For me, I'm a firm believer in people remember you from the last thing that you did. And I've been thinking about this, how to even rate this defense based off of last year, because to an inexperienced fan who maybe isn't into X's and O's, they're going to look markedly better. They just are. So my goal is, are they going to be better defensively or better? And better is a legit just NFL floor. Like if a play is going for 6 yards, it's not turning into 60. Because you know what I'm saying? There's a difference in an NFL level. Even if they aren't great, you know, at worst, there's like, you're in the league. And at times I was like, not to go on my squad, I was like, yo, this isn't correct. There's nobody else that's operating in the league. You can't do this. So I think they're going to return to a level of an NFL. You can cut on your TV. Even if they take an L, you know, they're not going to look like they don't.
You know what? That's a good point, Elijah. I don't want to cut off your rant for a second, but there was times last year where I wanted to turn off the TV. You're so right. Our defense last year was so dreadful where I wanted to turn it off. The Cowboys game in particular.
Yeah. We can't have that. And my thing is, fans, if we can just return to a level where you feel like you can, okay, Sonny Styles, think of him as the eraser this year. I love the big plays, But I'm looking at him to fill the void because this team isn't there yet. Sonny Styles was the best pick because he can get into certain roles for you while you're still on the way up. If somebody makes a bad fit, somebody gets into the wrong run lane, it's not always about – it's having a guy who can help make sure a play didn't get out of hand. And last year, we just had plays that got out of hand, crossing the field. Teams knew. They said, you know what we're going to do, y'all? We're going to take an underneath route, and we're going to turn it to 50 yards right here. They knew before the first whistle what they were going to do. And I knew Washington, they looked at their plays. I said, oh, they got Chanel, and they get Sonny. I know Dan Quinn was heated when he looked at those plays this summer of teams taking Washington all the way across the field, sideline to sideline, routinely, like they knew what they were going to do. So if we come in, we fix those things. That is what I'm looking for. So we go in, we change that stuff, and Jaden's going to have a better chance to actually do what he can do. Because just because you can doesn't mean you should. You need a guy. He can do more for you if he doesn't have to. You know what I'm saying? So let the team actually be the team around him. I think the receiver, he's going to be getting into cornerback's pockets real fast. Oh, yeah, and speaking of cornerback, man, your last corner, he was talking about Meek Robinson and Sandersteel. You have to remember, Sandersteel was on the outside, which he had the boundary. When you go inside, that's different. Also, Meek Robinson, he was a veteran corner with bad safety play over top because they had injuries. So if you're not fully looking at the complete picture, you're kind of getting – you're not getting the full picture. So Deontay Jones, he doesn't need cornerbacks that are 100% all Madden 99s. This is going to be a schematically ran defense that is designed to make the quarterback hold on to the ball for one more tick. He's just saying, I just need one more second. And if the guys can hold up for that extra second, then guys are going to shine that maybe you didn't think would shine. So this is going to be better from the sidelines. It's not between just the white lines. This is going to have to work from the sidelines, both sides of the ball. Both coordinators are going to have to work with each other. How many times was Cliff calling a game without thinking about the other team, without his players and his coaches? That's the thing that I'm looking at. I need Deontay Jones. I need all the coaches to be on the same page. We call it, okay, I need to protect my offense right now. Boom. Okay, I need to protect the defense. You're not just going to hurry up. Make sure the line's set. Sam Cosmi was like, bro, it was certain plays we wasn't even set. So as a fan, you need to sit back and just, okay, observe. Look at the stuff that's coming out from the team that they say they was actually going through. And those are the little ticks. Those are the little markers that are going to help the team improve.
Good call,
that's
Elijah.
That's what I'm looking for, A-Watt.
Appreciate you chiming in, man. Good stuff. Let's go to John in Herndon. John, you're on the fan with A-Watt.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I agree pretty much with everything this caller before me. For me, I've been a season ticket holder. It's been frustrating last season with how many failures to adequately tackle. We were not tackling well. And I was in Madrid for the game and had great seats and could see up close how badly we were missing tackles. So,
and that was one of our better defensive games. That was one of our better performances.
Except for the last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
The last 8 minutes of that game showed how badly our missed tackling was. But I think with the draft picks, the new DC, the new framework, I agree absolutely with what you guys have said about, our young cornerbacks are going to be better matrix, I think. There's going to be better coordination. So, yeah, I'm very positive about what's going to happen. I wish we had gotten a true number, wide receiver two. I got a lot of hope with the number two pick, the second pick. But we'll see. But yeah. I'm much more confident for the coming season.
Yeah, good call, John. Appreciate you chiming in. And look, that's going to continue to be everybody's question this entire offseason. I'm not like getting overly upset about it, but I'm starting to get a little bit pissed that everybody and every article I read is the exact same thing. It's the same topic being rehashed over and over again. For example, ESPN came out with their biggest question for every team. For Washington, it was, did Washington do enough to help Jaden Daniels? Then I found an article, biggest hole for every team. For Washington, said wide receiver two. And then I found an article, biggest weakness for every team. For Washington, said wide receiver. All right, biggest issue for every team. Did Jaden get enough weapons? I'm tired of that. He has just as many weapons or more than he had in 2024. In 2024, it was Terry McLaurin and Zach Ertz and Olamide Zaccheaus and De'Ami Brown. Now he's back, right? Olamide Zaccheaus. Olamide Zaccheaus. I think Antonio Williams could do what Olamide Zaccheaus did. I think he did. I think he can. Noah Brown. If he hadn't caught the Hail Mary, we wouldn't be talking about Noah Brown. Can Luke McCaffrey give us what Noah Brown did? Absolutely. Absolutely. And Jalen Lane, I think, has a chip on his shoulder now because as great as he was as a punt returner, he missed his opportunity. Last year was his opportunity because there were no wide receivers on this team. He could have become a household name in the DMV if he had caught some damn balls in the end zone. He's going to have a huge chip on his shoulder in my mind because I do think he's got the speed. He's got the intangibles. He was not making the clutch catch last year. But I think there's a lot of competition in the wide receiver room, and I'm the guy that's going to continue to say till September that Ayuk will be here. As much as I don't want to talk about Ayuk because he's not on the roster right now, I think he will be added before September. So I think it is as good or better weapons than we had in 2024. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. Live and local here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. It's a Saturday morning in the nation's capital. Appreciate you making me part of your Saturday morning commute. We're live and local till 12 noon. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. You could tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. All right, let's rapid fire here because we only got a few minutes till we get to the top of the hour, and I will squeeze in some NBA playoff talk and Wizards talk on the final hour of the Power Hour. So we'll go back to the question of the day. Is this a playoff roster? 1-800-636-1067. We go to Uptown Mo in D.C. What's up, Mo?
All right, rapid fire. Yes, this has the opportunity to be a playoff roster. People killing Sanders still, but they not remember we had the worst pass rush in the league. And nobody knew that Marshawn Lattimore was going to be worse than St. Juice. So, yeah. Of course, they picking on the middle of the field. And Bobby Wagner couldn't cover the middle of the field. I think the linebackers that are going to start is Chanel and Styles. And I think that McGee and Lulu are going to be rotational. And Jaden has a lot of weapons. Right? Rashad White is a weapon. Chig is a weapon. Terry is a weapon. Hopefully Antonio Williams can play. So it's not that he doesn't have weapons. I'm very worried about Allegretti in the middle, though. I think the middle of our team is very soft, even on the other side. And I would start Wise instead of Settle at the four-eye technique.
Mm-hmm. I like Wise a lot, and I wish he hadn't gotten hurt. What do you think about Chig? Are we going to get Zach Ertz level production from 2 years ago from Chig Okonkwo? Did we lose Mo? All right, let's go to some. Let's go to Daryl in Columbia. Daryl, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, you know, I think it comes down to defense, man. You know, when you look at Houston last year with CJ, this guy was just fumbling all over itself. And that defense took them to the championship. If we got a top five defense, I think that we definitely got a shot. We have the players. You know, you look at the last two Super Bowl winners, Seattle had a defense. You know, they had Aaron Donald, but they had it. I mean, not Aaron Donald, but the quarterback. But that
Sam
defense
Donald, yeah.
Won that game. The same thing with the Philadelphia Eagles. They had a defense that shut down McMahon. So I think, you know, a defensive backfield is only as good as the pass rush. It's only as good as the pass rush. You can't even name the 85 Bears cornerbacks or secondary. You can't name the fearsome foursomes or secondary. You know, it's all about that pass rush. But I think what's being overlooked also, I just like to add, is that our line coaches – our defensive line and our offensive line are new. And our offensive line coach was one of the worst coaches. The Giants threw him out of New York. And I don't know why we picked him up. He was suspect all along. And our defensive line coach, we had Kerrigan. He hasn't, you know, he doesn't even have a resume. Look at the resume of this defensive line coach that we have right now. He brings a toughness to the unit, and I think that's going to make a difference, man. I think everybody's keyed in on Blau and the defensive coordinator. They are important, but those position coaches, that line, I think we're going to see a major difference. And I think we do have a quality team. I just, you know, it comes down to, again, you know, injuries.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the game. But if we had a defense man last year, Mariota would have won more games. But because we didn't have a defense, we couldn't get the ball back.
Yeah.
So we were always playing behind. So, yeah, I think, you know, that's my take, man. And thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. You're absolutely – I mean, it was historically bad on the defensive side of the ball. If we can be average, it should make a huge difference in terms of less points allowed and more opportunities for Jaden Daniels.
Can I just say one thing, though? That 85 Bears team had 34 interceptions. But let's not pretend their secondary was terrible.
Let's go to John in Newburgh. John, appreciate you calling in. What's up, buddy?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Adam?
I'm good. Hey, happy Saturday.
The only thing I wanted to get your opinion on, Adam Peterson, he drafted a quarterback, I think it was in the seventh round.
Yeah.
I wish he would have drafted a defensive player, perhaps like a cornerback or somebody, but even talking to Metal Chris, he was saying he didn't think there were, like, maybe any good candidates out there. But that was the only thing I was questioning. I think you should have at least taken a chance on a defensive player.
Yeah. No, good call, John. I think you're right. I would have rather had a defensive player. Maybe there wasn't anybody they liked available. But I think in the National Football League, you have to be developing a quarterback and have a project piece to then save money in the long run. Like, if this guy we drafted, Kalamakis or whatever, if he can be a decent backup on a rookie contract, you save a lot of money there and then can use that money elsewhere. And so I think the Sam Hartman project failed. That was very obvious. It failed. And it also, it hurt their evaluation period last preseason. That's the other part of why you, I think, have to draft this guy, was that the evaluation process of your wide receivers and your backup tight ends were screwed up by the fact that Hartman couldn't even get them the damn ball in the preseason. So you had to bring in another quarterback. They did it in the draft. They like the kid. It comes down to developing pieces on the offensive side of the ball in preseason and being able to evaluate. You need a better guy throwing it to him. All right, appreciate everybody calling in. We're going to switch here from the National Football League to the NBA. I have officially activated and engaged playoff mode here on The Fan.